What's worse than a bad movie? Well, if you ask Jamaican linguist Joseph Farquharson, he might answer a movie that makes a caricature of the distinct patois of Jamaican accents. When asked to be an advisor on the new biopic about Bob Marley, One Love, Professor Farquharson said, if it's going to be another Cool Runnings, no. Who can forget the 1993 feel-good movie about the Jamaican Olympic bobsled team? Well, Dr. Farquharson tries to.
It's kind of a winter sport, you know.
You mean winter as in ice,
baby?
You mean winter as in igloos and Eskimos and penguins and ice?
Possibly.
See you.
No man!
And then, of course, there's Sebastian, the singing crab from The Little Mermaid.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
Dr. Farquharson is senior lecturer in linguistics and coordinator of the Jamaican Language Unit at the University of the West Indies. He advised the film on getting language right, and by all accounts, he did. Dr. Farquharson joins us from Jamaica. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
To people saying, yes, that's a Jamaican accent that I'm hearing from my favorite Jamaican crab. Can you give us just one line why that is hurting your ears?
Robin, the clips triggered my PTSD. And this is because they just don't sound like us.
Can you give me a quick example, an interpretation of a line? So here's the sentence. Ugh, do I really have to do another interview, and this with this silly girl who knows nothing?
Okay. So, me have to do another interview with the fool galia who no know nothing.
Okay, I can see how you might be insulted by somebody just putting a little lilt on that sentence and calling it Jamaican.
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, I had hesitated for a bit because, of course, in English, you have a question there. Culturally, we would have just made a statement. We would have said, I can't be bothered, like, me can't bother. So even those small cultural nuances.
That you want to get right. So let's step back. Many regions have a patois, a non-standard speech. It's not slang. It can be pidgin or dialect. It is not just an accent.
Yes, and I'm glad that you said that. In fact, there are numerous accents associated with the Jamaican language, which a lot of people call patois. It is a language in its own right. It came out of the contact during the transatlantic trade in enslaved Africans, people of African descent who were enslaved and people of European descent, they are enslavers. Coming out of that contact, this new thing emerged. And Jamaica wasn't the only place in which this happened. So Creole languages are a common linguistic feature that we are familiar with.
Well, and to continue your look at history and how it entwines with language, I'm just going to greatly simplify here. The British long ruled Jamaica as a colony. They tried to suppress the patois, the language. In 1962, colonial rule ended. But out of that colonial period came the growth of Rastafari, the Christian, mystical, socially conscious, religious and political movement, indigenous artists, including Bob Marley, patois flowered. And now a majority of Jamaicans want schools to teach in standard English and patois. So this is more than words.
And all languages are more than words. They represent the worldview of their speakers, the main vehicles through which culture is transmitted to subsequent generations. So we're dealing with a full-fledged language system.
Well, let's get to the film. It's set in 1976. There's political violence in Jamaica. Bob Marley trying to bridge divides. There's an assassination attempt on him and his family. We see this in the film. And as he's becoming something of a saint around the world, we're reminded Rastafaris believe in a Judeo-Christian god. Jah, we hear that. Haile Selassie, the emperor of Ethiopia, that many Rastafarians believe is Christ returned to earth. The things that they just speak of on a daily basis.
And those words deal specifically with the culture of Rastafari. The Rastafarians would say Rastafari livity. But you'll hear a couple instances of Jamaican swear words. I went for a special screening of the movie for cast and crew. And, you know, you could hear the response of the audience when the swear words came in. Because For Jamaicans, that's the most authentic thing possible. And, you know, once you hear that, they said yes.
Well, let's have a taste of the film. In this scene, Marley's music publicist, Howard Bloom, played by Michael Gandolfini, and Marley, played by Kingsley Benadir, are looking at the proposed cover for the now iconic album Exodus. It just features the word Exodus in an Ethiopian-style font. The publicist thinks it's too esoteric.
Bob, I commend your humility, but we need to sell records.
Album cover, sell record. I mean, never tell them what you tell them, then. What do you think about your artwork, man?
You tell us, Marley says, album covers sell albums? I mean, and then he turns to the artist, Neville Garrick. Neville, tell him what you're telling me. Tell him about your artwork. Well, here's another scene you want us to talk about. Marley stops the rehearsal of the song Natural Mystic.
Oh, I problem now, Skip.
I feel natural. It sound different to you?
I mean, what you mean?
As to me, that sound like the same thing we have played for the last 4 hours. You know what I mean? It's different, but the feeling ain't the same thing, man.
Carly, you know the meaning of this song?
Yeah, man. There's a natural mystic blowing through the air.
There's a natural mystic blowing through the air.
Okay, so there's a natural mystic blowing through the air, the lyrics of the song. Well, that's all English. But in fact, there's something that your audience might have missed.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Right at the start of
yes.
the clip.
Mm-hmm.
That is so Jamaica. That is as Jamaican as jerk chicken and as Jamaican as Bob Marley. They try to get somebody's attention. And the person responded using that.
You can hear it at the end of the clip, too.
Here is a natural mystic blowing through the air.
What else?
So Bob says the same thing.
I mean, what you mean?
As to me, that sounds like the same thing we have played for the last 4 hours. You know what I mean? It's different, but the feeling ain't the same thing, man.
It's the same thing that's happening.
Yeah. Kingsley Benadir, who plays Marley, compared learning patois for the movie to learning French. You know, he told The Guardian, there's a lot of English in it. You think you know it, but then it's more complicated. And he used something called Cassidy JLU writing system.
Yes. So Kingsley was right. The problem with the Jamaican language, patois, and languages like it that are related to English, is that a lot of the words derive from English. And so you think you're hearing English words and you think they mean the same thing that they mean in English. But that's not always the case. Did in standard English, did is the past tense of do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in the Jamaican language, this is one of the ways in which we mark an activity or a state as being in the past. So I could say, me did talk to you. And that means I talked to you in the past.
Huh. Here's Adir's Marley arguing with soulmate and wife Rita, played by Lashana Lynch.
We never used to do all of this. The whining and dining, parties, clubs, I mingle with all type of people from who knows where, doing who
you
knows what.
The music I got spread. Me sit down in a corner like me better than everybody else.
No, I know why Pete and Bonnie didn't stay.
Pete and Bonnie, them left because them never wanted the work that me have to do.
Mm-mm.
Kingsley is using the Jamaican language. Lashana is using more English. The English accent of Rita Marley, which was Jamaican, and she captured that perfectly.
But as you know, in making the film, there was a bit of a struggle. The director, John Turteltaub, said he was under pressure because Jeffrey Katzenberg, you know, his boss, said he didn't understand the words. And Turteltaub thought, he's going to, you know, fire me if I don't get everyone to sound like Sebastian the Crab, you know, in Under the Sea. Were you worried that people would cave?
No, because I think that was one of the conditions for my participation in this project. And I discovered everybody I met were determined that this had to be much better than what went before. There was a whole language team, language community. Kingsley had a friend, Horace, who was helping him. I did a lot of my work with Brett Tyne, who is an excellent dialogue coach. Then there was Faye Ellington, a broadcaster in Jamaica, who was on set with Brett, Bob's widow, Rita, Ziggy Marley, was there every day. And so there's this language chain, I call it.
And I'm imagining you hope this can be a new chapter of respect for the Jamaican language.
Yes, I think that the Bob Marley One Love movie has set a new standard for how not just the Jamaican language, but Caribbean languages generally, how they are represented in film.
Dr. Joseph Farquharson, Senior Lecturer in Linguistics and Coordinator of the Jamaican Language Unit at the University of the West Indies. Dr. Farquharson, thank you so much.
Thank you.